All I can do is offer reminders of what you already know but might have forgotten. Ursula Le Guin wrote, "It's wonderful to have an end to journey towards, but it's the journey that matters in the end." So we've taken a journey together through 12 gateways, but the culmination has been the practice of enlightenment. In a way, you already know the practice. I'm only going to highlight it. Having gone through what we've gone through together and understanding what we can and cannot control, how action is the key to life. These are all hints. Enlightenment is commonly known as the culmination, the apex, the goal and purpose of human life. In order to clarify this, I would like to ask you some questions to consider and then read you some quotations before we get into the practice. Someone once said, if life is a cosmic joke, enlightenment is getting the punchline. Let me ask you this. With whom would you prefer to live? An enlightened person who acted crazy, or a crazy person who acted enlightened? What if, while continuing to experience fear, sorrow, envy, resentment, doubt, insecurity, and all the other emotions that come and go, you still behaved in an enlightened way? What if you moved with grace even though you felt like a klutz? What if you treated yourself with kindness even when you felt undeserving? Would it matter what you happened to be feeling or thinking at the moment as long as your actions reflected loving kindness and illumination? Is behaving like an enlightened being when you don't feel like one an act of falsehood or an act of self-transcendence? A few quotations you might enjoy. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "Some people go fishing all their lives without realizing it's not fish they're after." Aristotle wrote, "Whatever we learn to do, we learn by doing it. We come to be builders by building, and harp players by playing the harp. By doing just acts, we come to be just. By doing self-controlled acts, we come to be self-controlled. By doing brave acts, we become brave." You getting the picture? Alfred Lord Tennyson, the English poet, wrote of an illumination or enlightenment experience, "All individuality seemed to dissolve and fade away into endless or boundless being, and death was an almost laughable impossibility." This is the paradox of enlightenment. Hui Neng in the Diamond Sutra wrote, "When I attained absolute perfect enlightenment, I attained absolutely nothing. That is why it is called absolute perfect enlightenment." After many years, Mumon had a great awakening. When asked to describe it, he said, "It would be easier for a mute to explain his dreams." Dogen, Zen master Dogen, said, "Truth is not far away. It is nearer than near. There is no need to attain it, since not one of your steps leads away from it." Huan Po echoed his sentiments when he said that there is nothing to be attained is not idle talk, it is the truth. On December 6th in the year 1273, St. Thomas Aquinas, perhaps the greatest Catholic philosopher, experienced an illumined vision that caused him to utter these words, "Such things have been revealed to me that all I have written seems to me so much straw." Aquinas never spoke or wrote another word and died 3 months later. What had he seen? Dogen also said, if you can't find the truth right where you are, where else do you think you will find it? Do you remember the story in Way of the Peaceful Warrior, in which a young man was searching everywhere for enlightenment? He didn't know what it was, but he thought he could recognize someone who had experienced enlightenment. And he was climbing a mountain, and he saw an old man coming down the path carrying a sack of heavy stones. And the old man stopped for a moment and turned to him, and he saw in his eyes this was a man who had experienced enlightenment. He said,